The latest U.S. drought monitor shows an increase in the moderate to extreme drought conditions in South Dakota from the previous week. South Dakota's Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden says most of the state got rain in the last few days, but that rain has little impact on the dry conditions.
There's going to be a hay shortage, and we've seen that in the past, especially west of the river. But what we haven't seen as often is how widespread the drought is and the hay shortage. So it's going to, when it comes to a commodity like hay, you have so much cost in shipping. So that's going to be a major problem for our producers that want to try and hang on to this cattle. The price of that hay is going to be so prohibitive. I don't know how we play. That all plays out.
State officials are trying to help alleviate the impacts of drought for farmers and ranchers. There's a state drought task force in place, and last week, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem approved early haying of ditches. South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources Secretary Hunter Roberts thinks more can be done, especially working with federal resources. This includes the early haying of Conservation Reserve Program acres.
The Prevent Plant acres are available, which is great. We thank our congressional delegation and USDA for opening that up. In our emergency disaster declared county, so I think there's 16 in the state that qualify, they are allowed to graze up to 50% of that time during what is considered bird nesting season. So that ends August 1st, and then those acres will be available to hay then. What we've been advocating very hard for is let's open it up to let our producers hay to get that extra resource out there for them while the grass quality is higher.
Later today, Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau will speak to attendees about the drought and FSA programs. Today's conference begins at 9 o'clock with a welcome from Governor Noem. Reporting Agriculture's Business from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.